Thursday. Today is August the 8th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to catch up with Steve Reinhardt, Steve, an Ohio soybean farmer, also chairman of the United Soybean Board. We're going to get an update on some of the things they've discussed at their summer meetings, projects they're funding, and things to be looking out for as we go into the next several months. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Joining me today is Steve Reinhardt. Steve is chairman of the United Soybean Board. Steve, you guys have been busy with a lot of activities in the board. Let's maybe do a quick recap and then look to where things are going. You guys had recently a board meeting in Baltimore. What were some of the things the board looked at that time?
Sure. So that's kind of the end of our seven-month process to really look at research investments for the United Soybean Board and taking that check off and turning it back into money for the farmers who pay into that. And we look at important things like, you know, how do we keep our rail, river, and roads active and good transportation systems, because that is one avenue that we have. It's an advantage for us. We were looking at new varieties on how we can add value either through protein or oil content for certain regions of the soybean growing market. And then, of course, our biggest one is farm market development and how we continue to use those exports to drive that demand and continue to look at new markets as well.
As you take a look at that, maybe so folks are aware, people think foreign markets, and the first one typically with soybeans that comes to mind is China. But there's so many other places that we have work going on right now. Maybe just a quick laundry list. Where are some of those different countries around the globe?
Sure. China is still our biggest country, but as we look at the United States Soybean Export Council, we have them working in Europe, which is working with their EU deforestation plan, which right now United States soybeans from the United States can comply with that requirement. We're looking at even into Africa and some of those countries there, and working more with WISH, the World Initiative for Soy and Human Health, in those developing countries. And then our big markets, you know, now we're looking at Asia, you know, Vietnam, Singapore, South Korea, how those countries are really looking at growing their poultry business. And we have some good South America partners in Panama and Colombia and working in Guatemala and some places closer to home, you know, Mexico as well. So that's all, you know, where we're working around the world and trying to make sure that we can get U.S. soybeans into those markets.
Well, the use of soybeans, obviously, something that comes to people's mind, and the easy ones, obviously, soybean meal for livestock feed, crushing it for the oils for different products. But there's a lot of other new products that are exciting out there, and soy is really at the foundation of those.
Sure. So I think a lot of the farmers out there have probably seen the soy foam, which is the new firefighting foam product we have out there, and we're getting that foam tested right now by the National Forestry Service, and we think that's a thing that they can use to go out and fight those wildfires with, and it's not done have any of the PFAS issues, those forever chemicals, and it's actually made out of soybean flour. So as we crush more soybeans for the oil, we're getting more meal and flour available, so that's a good thing that we can use. We have adhesives and plywood products so that we can take the formaldehyde out of those, and that's another health issue. And then, of course, we're looking at expanding biofuels and sustainable aviation fuel, not to mention Green Dynamic Products, which is a company, you know, we've worked with right here in Ohio and developed several products for Black & Decker, DeWalt, and Craftsman.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more from Steve after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to continue our conversation with Steve Reinhardt, chairman of the United Soybean Board, talking about some of the work they're doing at their summer meetings. Well, another group you joined at a meeting, the Soy Think Tank. Tell me about that group.
Sure. So the Soy Think Tank is a group that meets mostly researchers and farmers and really getting together on how they can take the research that they've done, usually with checkoff dollars, could be some other cooperators as well, and how can they relate that research back to farmers so it's in a usable form that the farmer can, number one, get a hold of, be able to understand it, and then be able to implement those practices on their farm. And so a lot of research gets done. Fortunately, a lot of it gets lost in the clutter of everything else that we get, in our inboxes or our mailbox. And so what are the best ways for those things to be given to us so that we can take advantage of them? And we said, traditional methods, the mailbox, the inbox, but then, podcasts and things like that are beneficial as well.
Well, another area that maybe is different from what we've just talked about, but you recently participated in a meeting in Chicago dealing with land use and land use changes. And now we all see that in agriculture as we see development and industry and even residential housing. But this is really looking at land use changes nationwide and even globally, and some concern that major manufacturers and corporations have. Tell us a little bit about that meeting, what some of the concerns are, and how it impacts ag.
Sure. So we've never really been at the table when land change use has been discussed. So we decided to build our own, and the United Soybean Board sponsored the meeting. It was actually hosted by McDonald's in their corporate headquarters in Chicago. And, there were people there. The Beef Association Council was there, as well as the Sorghum Association. We had people from the poultry industry there. So a lot of the suppliers into McDonald's, were there, and we were talking about, sourcing sustainable products. And but one of the two of the groups that were there are not necessarily always friendly to agriculture, and that's the World Wildlife Fund and Environmental Defense Fund and Rainforest Coalition. And, they're trying to convince these companies that, there is massive grassland conversion in the United States, and that's just not, happening. And the tools that we need to use to verify that really need to be developed more. Satellite imagery, for example, can't tell between a wheat field and a grassland. But the next year, if that's a cornfield, they're determining it that as a native grassland or an ecosystem has been destroyed. And, of course, none of these companies like Mars or McDonald's want to be tied into the problems that we have down in Brazil. So, it's a way for us to sit down, talk about common terms and definitions and how we can ground truth more of these things. And the big thing that we're concerned with as farmers is the, encroachment of urban sprawl in our good quality farmland, solar, panel installation and things like that. And Undersecretary Robert Bonney was there from USDA, and he said that one of the things we need to be concerned about is if we're going to look at urbanization onto those farmland acres and we don't want to convert grassland acres, we need to be concerned with increasing production on the acres that we do have. And that's not possible if we're going to take tools away from the farmers that need to make those decisions and making those yields so that we can keep not only our needs met here, but those future needs for around the world.
Great point. And just good to know that we've got folks representing us at the table through the USB, United Soybean Board. And again, that money coming from checkoff dollars that soybean farmers pay. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.